I'm David Mitchell. Great to have you listening to episode 3 of the First Principles podcast from Curtin Christian Union. This series is all about getting to the core of who we are as the Christian Union at Curtin Uni. To that end, this episode is looking at the first of 3 central clauses in our mission statement, which our committee developed at the start of the year. Here's the whole statement. It says, "We prayerfully proclaim Jesus Christ at Curtin to reach out with the good news of Jesus, to build up students through teaching, training, and encouraging, and to send out Christians to serve Jesus in all of life, all for the glory of God." So the matter at hand right now is the first of those 3 central phrases. We're aiming to reach out with the good news of Jesus. Let's get stuck in. Section 1, the heart of the matter, where we get to the center of our topic and think about what it means. Why should we be people who reach out with the good news of Jesus? I want to suggest that there are 3 big reasons why, or rather, 3 persons or groups we'd be letting down if we didn't. We owe it to God, we owe it to other people, and we even owe it to ourselves. So let's take these one at a time. We owe it to our God to reach out to other people with the good news of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18, we read these words. "This is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other." The world and everything in it therefore belong to God, and He deserves to be recognized for that. And He didn't just make it, He maintains it. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 tells us that the Son is sustaining all things by His powerful word. Over in Colossians chapter 1 verse 17, we read that in Him all things hold together. So that breath I'm using to speak right now, and the one you're taking, behind all the myriad physical causes, is the Lord God who creates and controls, allowing, enabling, and sustaining us to take that breath. The world and everything in it depend on God, and He deserves to be recognized for that. Our God is intimately related to everything that takes place, but the intimacy between God and His creatures goes further still, for God has stepped into creation in the human man, Jesus. So think about these words from John chapter 1. "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him." Isn't there a great shame that He wasn't known, He wasn't recognized? Our God, the true and living God, the maker and maintainer, the God who doesn't stand at a distance but shows Himself to us and stepped into our world, He deserves to be known. And so if we know this God, we should make Him known. But this isn't like building up the ego of some self-serving God. We owe it to Him, definitely. But it's also good for other people to know Him. So we owe it to others to make God known. See, while John laments in verse 11 that the light showed up in the world and it wasn't recognized, he goes on to say this in verse 12. "Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God." We surely long for others to experience that kind of homecoming, where people realize that they have a loving Heavenly Father, where they know that Jesus came so that they could have life and have it to the full, where they experience all the joys and privileges of knowing not only the meaning of life and the direction of world history, but the author of it all. People may not accept what we say, but when we say we're reaching out with the good news of Jesus, it really is just that, good news. Proclaiming Jesus means telling people that whoever they are, whatever they've done, they remain people made in God's image, and He still loves them. They can receive God's grace through all that Jesus has done in His life and death and resurrection. That's not to say that this news doesn't have aspects of it that are hard to understand or even offensive. Accepting this news means accepting that we need salvation. Without it, we are in desperate need. Accepting this news means accepting that Jesus is King, which means He will call the shots as to how I live my life. We can't have the kingdom without the King. We can't receive the value and victory of Jesus without owning our faults and failings. People may not want to listen. They may not want to accept. While we might long for them to change their minds, that's ultimately not for us to worry about. What we're really saying is that we simply want others to explore the difference Jesus makes. We want to make that a possibility for every single person on campus at Curtin Uni. And there's something like 20,000 people on Bentley campus every weekday. And we're going to do this because we know God. And God will be as good to them as he has been to us. And that, of course, leads to my final point, that we owe it to ourselves. For if we are truly Christians, we know that Jesus wants us to be disciple-making disciples. If we've really experienced God's grace, we know he is transforming us to fill us with that strange duality of humility and boldness. Humility because we know our sin, we know the darkness of our hearts, we know we've rejected God. We know that we continue to fail to live up to God's call to love our neighbors as ourselves. But we have boldness because we know Jesus. We have his righteousness, his life, his sacrifice. And with that humility and boldness, we simply can't keep the good news to ourselves. Now, in all of this, it's worth saying that we might have different skills, giftings, and preferences. Indeed, it's really good that we do, because then we can reach many, many more people than we'd be able to on our own. We all have a responsibility to see that Jesus is proclaimed, but recognizing that this is a family business means we can play to our strengths. See, we can rejoice that Betty is great at inviting people to Bible study, while Bruce is really good at opening the Bible one-to-one with people. We can rejoice that Jenny is great at cold contact evangelism, while Johnny is awesome at bringing long-term friends to ask questions and investigate the good news. Up front and behind the scenes, we can all take our part, and we can work together, but we must all take responsibility. One thing that every one of us can probably do at all times is to be praying for this. Pray that we will keep on this important task of telling other people about Jesus. When we reach out with the gospel of Jesus, at times it'll be clumsy. At times we'll get it wrong. But the gospel itself, the good news, because it has come from God, is right and good. And so we'll reach out to others with all the wisdom and all the grace that God is working within us. And we'll work at doing it better. We'll grow our own skills and we'll grow together as a group. This is just who we are in Jesus. And it's going to be good for other people. And it's going to be honoring to our God. We're going to move on to the second part of our episode, What About This?, where we sit with one big objection and think about the start of an answer. And today with me here is Grant.
Hey, David. Great to be here.
Tell me, what's your objection?
You were talking about this invitation to join the family. It's a really nice, welcoming way to think about Christianity. But anyone who's ever opened the Bible, who's got eyes, they know that there's this frightening darkness that's threatened to people who reject Jesus, and he himself called this frightening thing hell.
Yeah, it's a big question. So your question is really, what about hell?
Yeah.
I think I touched on it in what I said, in talking about us sitting under God's punishment, his condemnation. What do you think we need to be saying about it?
Yeah, I think it's a reality that we really encounter when we read the Gospels, that Jesus himself spoke more about hell than anybody else did in the Bible. And there are some people out there who would be skeptics, and they'd be aware of this teaching. And, you know, Christians can be embarrassed about judgment. It's not very palatable.
Yeah.
So it's easy to leave it out.
And it's not something that we want to shy away from talking about and being real about.
That's right. Yeah. And it's something that I see Jesus, he shares about hell because it's a loving thing, that he doesn't want us to go there. And you did mention that we need salvation, which is my question. Well, what do we need salvation from?
Yeah.
Which is implied there.
Yeah. And I think that's right. I think it's the bad news from the doctor.
Yeah.
And it's that complexity where the doctor can tell you all about what the treatment plan's going to be and that stuff. And that's the emphasis, I think, both from when if you're dealing with something that's quite serious, that's the part that you really want to focus on, and that's the part the Bible focuses on.
Mm.
But you don't want to be unrealistic about the negative situation that you're facing But as you said, Jesus himself, he's the one who teaches the most about hell, the seriousness of it. He talks about it as being putting out of darkness. Mm. He talks about it like a fiery pit where the fire never goes out. He talks about it like where the worm never dies. He's very, very serious about that consequence of walking away from the life giver, of continuing to ignore and reject and stay under that condemnation.
Mm. So as we share our faith with others on campus, is this something that we need to talk about? Or, you know, maybe if someone asks us a question, we believe in hell, but is this something that's really essential to our gospel, do you think?
We can't escape the necessity of understanding the consequences of not trusting Jesus. This is a life and death, heaven and hell thing. You know, we want to be really real about this stuff. And the Bible doesn't shy away from that. Part of the challenge is that a lot of people have misconceptions and preconceptions about what we're talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that that's the complexity of trying to deal with it in a 10-second soundbite or a little grab.
And I think something that people really misunderstand when we do want to share our faith with people is that hell can be a motivating factor.
Like Jesus is warning you, this is where you're headed. You're on a collision course with God's wrath, with God's anger. Change course. Do something different. Change what's going on. But at the same time, it's not the only motivating factor.
Mm. Yeah, and as we consider that we can hold out this real positive aspect of the gospel, that it is good news for those who accept it, that they can be adopted and become a part of God's family, that it's not only there's this positive side of it, but there's also this warning as well that comes with the good news. As we share it, we are warning people of this reality.
And it's complicated to do in our world. Mm. But thanks for raising that, and thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
We've now arrived at section 3 of our podcast, One Student's Opinion. Right now, we're going to listen to Rachel responding to what she's just heard.
Listening to this has reminded me of when the CCU committee was brainstorming and writing our mission statement earlier this year, and actually how acutely aware I was of putting the words "to reach out to Curtin with the good news of Jesus" in, of how it was going to put me out of my comfort zone and wouldn't always be easy, but how I was confident that it was a command from Jesus and that it was important for us to put it in, and that with prayer he would embolden us to do it. I'll share an example from this year. I have a classmate who, by God's grace, was interested in hearing why my relationship with God is a personal one. She came along to Christianity Explored, run by CU, and is now reading Luke's Gospel with Rachel and I. I don't have some grand conversion story about how she gave her life to Jesus. We are continuing to pray that God will have mercy on her. But what I have learned from this experience is to let God speak through his word. I want to make visible the gospel in the way I act and share my life. But ultimately, my friends need to meet Jesus in the gospels for themselves, because God's word is powerful, and I have witnessed my friend be in awe of the person of Jesus and the love he had for humanity. So far, we've read of Jesus, the man who controlled spirits, healed the sick, and was able to forgive sins. And these are things you cannot see by just observing me. I have experienced that all the rejection I have found in my life in the past has, for being a Christian, has been worth it to watch my friend meet Jesus for the first time. And so as a committee, we'll be discussing how we can reach out to Curtin campus with the gospel better. I'm going to take the chance now to say that we would love all of our members to be doing that as well. Pray for the plans of CCU and for our campus, and let us know how you think we are doing evangelism well and how we could improve. Let's be humble and bold disciple-making disciples, sharing the highs and the lows together as a blessing from God to be a part of his work in our world.
We're now at the final section of our podcast. One sentence to wrap it all up, and then I'll pray. We reach out with the gospel of grace because we've received that grace ourselves, and we know how good it is for others to know it, and we know it honors God who saved us to tell others about him. Heavenly Father, enable us to fulfill the mission of telling everyone about Jesus so that they might trust you and that you might be honored. Amen. That was episode 3 of the First Principles podcast from Curtin Christian Union, entitled Reach Out. Today's episode featured Grant Moore, who works with us on campus, Rachel Lampard, who's on our committee, and me, David Mitchell. And our music was provided by Jared. Thanks for listening.